Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Luke, you thought our college football tease about a rivalry on its deathbed was about the Wolverines and the Spartans?
Well, I half jokingly said that, I think, initially. And then as I sat here and looked at my paper and listened to the audio during the update, I was kind of feeling a little bit sad about that. So maybe it's not a joke.
It's not about Michigan-Michigan State and that rivalry dying.
No. That one will continue.
Hopefully. Big year in East Lansing coming up.
Yeah. You're already trying to fire the coach off the year.
Not necessarily. Okay. Big, I'm just kindling year. A little fire under his seat. Not a big one, just a small campfire.
Oh, you're fanning the flames?
I wouldn't
throw
say
a little
I'm
gas on
him.
There.
I'm pretty sure you said he has to beat Michigan by four touchdowns or he's fired. I
think that's exactly what you said. That's exactly correct.
Yeah. He's Luke Sloan. He's on the updates today. One last ticket text just to wrap up the festivities of the last hour.
Okay.
The Southfield Swingers would put switch hitters into a different perspective.
Yeah. Batting from both sides.
On that note, we'll move on. And we'll talk about one of the iconic rivalries in college football and its status. Notre Dame and USC have 1 year left on their current agreement. Notre Dame wants to extend it, but USC has played coy, and this rivalry could be done. John, I am sick of people doing Notre Dame favors. They play by their own rules. USC is in a bigger, better conference, the best conference in college football. If they feel like their schedule is jam-packed as it is and they're not going to bend over backwards for Notre Dame, good for them. Because everybody else does for the Irish. They can play in the ACC in most of their sports, the Big Ten for hockey, and the fairy tale conference in football, where they get their own special rules and their athletic director built the playoff system so they get home games and cake seating and preferential rules. Similar to when the BCS was around and they were guaranteed a spot if they finished in the top eight, they'd get a BCS bowl. I'm so sick of everybody doing Notre Dame favors. If the rivalry dies, is part of me sad, yes, but ultimately I'm sick of everybody doing Notre Dame favors. Join the Big Ten if you want to play Michigan and USC and Michigan State and all these Midwest rivals that you have. It's staring you in the face and it's been staring you in the face for years.
I would generally agree with you on your take about Notre Dame. However, this is a rivalry. This is one of the classic college football rivalries. And we have so many of them. Like, we didn't have Texas A&M until Texas made it back into the SEC. I mean, yeah, until recently when Texas was in the SEC.
Yep.
Texas Oklahoma is one that is going to continue because they're both going from the Big 12 to the SEC.
But
so we don't have to lose
saying.
That. But we are
you're
losing.
Teams are willing to move conferences to preserve rivalries. Hey,
Notre Dame's
Dame.
Never been in a conference, but this has always been a rivalry.
Sounds
there
like a
are
problem.
So many things that are dying in college football, and this is one that I will defend Notre Dame on. I don't care if they're a part of a conference or not. this is a game that should happen. I understand the apprehension of USC because they are in a conference now that is much more competitive, and it is an absolute grind, something I think that they didn't necessarily understand until they played in it last year. And part of it is the travel. Part of it is it's a different brand of football.
It's the best conference of college football.
I agree, but it's a different brand. It's much more physical. It's much more run-based. There's a lot of things that are different from them playing in the Pac-12.
They'll make their adjustments. Yes.
But I think they're understanding that if you get to the end of the season, now the game this year is not at the end of the year. When it is played, I believe, in South Bend,
Is it October?
Correct.
Some years I feel like it's in October.
When it's at Southern Cal, it's in November.
Well, yeah, that would make
last game of the year.
It's colder. You want to go out to California.
Sure. Yeah. So I would imagine the apprehension or what is causing USC pause is understanding that they're in a tougher conference. And do you want to play a team like Notre Dame the week before you would quote unquote have a Big Ten championship game? Or do you want to, or does the Big Ten also, are they putting on pressure on USC? Hey, we don't want you to play this game at the end of the year. We would like you to play it at the beginning of the season when everybody else in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season is playing their non-conference so that we can pair you with UCLA like they're doing this year. Mm-hmm. That should be the last game of the year. Now, UCLA, I mean, they really haven't held up their end of the bargain in regards to making that much of a game.
No, but that would at least be in-state. Also traditional conference game. Like those are typically the games that we prioritize.
So I think it's a Big Ten issue. I also think it's a USC issue, understanding that I think we would rather play this game at the beginning of the season when the non-conference games are played instead of in the middle of a grinding, tough Big Ten schedule.
But then good for USC for saying we're going to stick up for ourselves,
sure.
Our program. If Notre Dame doesn't fit, we're good. We're going to play a plenty tough schedule with 9 Big Ten games. We'll still schedule a power opponent. We're going to play at least 10 power opponents every single year. It doesn't need to be 11 with Notre Dame. We don't need to punish ourselves so that Notre Dame continues their rich traditions that they have insisted that all the rules be sculpted for them to do so. I don't know. I just have a Notre Dame issue, if you can't tell. So I'm fine if they suffer. I think the sport will be fine.
The sport will be fine, but it's death by a thousand cuts. And it's just another one of the great games. One of the games that I look to every year. When is USC Notre Dame? And it's one that you put on the schedule because it's a classic rivalry game. And we are just losing so many of those.
We don't have
Bedlam anymore.
I was going to ask you, where would you put it in terms of college football rivalries? I'm not going to pin you down and fight you if it's one slot too high or too low, but is it
it's top five.
Okay.
It would be a top five game. And it's just one of those that, again, there are not a lot of rivalries that you look at and you say, okay, when is this game? Where is it? You know, what weekend does it fall? What else is playing on this weekend? Notre Dame and USC is one that I just want, and it's two programs that both of them I can't stand, and for all the reasons you talked about with Notre Dame, and the history that my team has with it, and it's USC who I kind of feel is like the Ohio State of the West
a little bit,
and so it's again two programs that I don't really care about, but it's a game that I do care about.
Some ticket text, and we got open lines, 248-539-9797. This was in the news. You and I are college football guys, spend a few minutes on it. I know you guys care. We have Notre Dame listeners in the audience and Big Ten listeners as well. Texter says, Notre Dame can't get a first-round playoff bye. The system is not doing them any favors. Oh, I disagree. The system is set up for them to get the 5 spot, which we learned.
Would play 12.
Which you get the worst team, and then the very next round, you'd get the worst conference champion, likely the 4.
Yeah.
Or a lesser team even. You're getting a home playoff game. That's great revenue. You're given at least 2 games you'd be favored in to start the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. That's pretty favorable to me. And it's not a coincidence that Jack Swarbrick was part of the driving force for how they laid out the rules for the 12-team college football playoff.
Well, Jack is no longer there.
I know, but you don't think he had Notre Dame's interest in mind?
He certainly did.
Of course, we're
not going to get all that we want, but at least give us some advantages.
We got a man on the inside who's looking out for us. Texter says it won't affect my love for college football if the rivalry continues or not. Another one says, in my mind, it's a minor rivalry. I don't live in Southern Cal or South Bend, so ultimately I don't care if the rivalry continues or not.
Yeah, but one of the great things about college football is the rivalries. It's the history of these rivalries. And we could go back and forth. Is there a rivalry between Michigan and Notre Dame? You know, not really, because they don't play every year and they haven't played as many as these other teams. But when Washington and Washington State play,
Apple Cup.
Do I care about Washington? No. Do I care? I care even less about Washington State, but it's a rivalry game. And I love watching the passion, the emotion, the things that happen in those rivalry games that you just are unanticipated.
This texter puts it succinctly. Oh, well, F Notre Dame. I agree with you, Costa. Notre Dame's weak. If they were forced to join the Big Ten, they would instead form and join the new Pac-10 with 10 home games. Anything to get preferential treatment. This one says FND. Wussy's too scared to keep playing Michigan. I don't even know the latest on that. Whose fault is that? Is that Notre Dame's fault or your fault? I say you, knows? Michigan's fault.
Yeah, I know.
John Jansen's fault. Yeah, he's in the negotiating room and says.
But this is, to me, it's not about Notre Dame. It's not about USC. It's about all of the things that, I mean, I'm sad that there's no Pac-12 anymore of any reality, because it's just an erosion of college football. It's nearing being unrecognizable. And if you lose this game, it's just another moment that in 20 years we'll look back and say, why don't we play the USC Notre Dame game anymore?
I mean, I do think some Texters who are trashing this rivalry, it's because the competitiveness in it or the meaning of it has eroded.
Yeah, like this person says, it's not must watch.
But it used to be. And
it will again someday be a must watch game.
Right, because programs go through cycles. But it's just the new college football world is taking away things that people love from the sport. Why would a sport ever choose to take things away that people like? Are they... And this is just another thing that it's trying to turn into the NFL.
Yeah, but hold on.
There's really not rivalries in the NFL. You can give me your Dallas Washington. I think that's a lot of fluff. Like
Lions Packers, baby.
Yeah, but it's from afar. College football fans liked rivalries besides their own team.
Okay, look, we're losing some, and I understand. Pour some out for those rivalries. We have a lot of rivalries that have been preserved and protected, and we're actually getting more great head-to-head games because of some of this. Like, I know you're painting a lot of the negative. The fact that we get USC and Michigan and Ohio State and Washington and Oregon, like, these head-to-head collisions in conference play now is actually a good thing. And I don't feel like that gets highlighted enough when we have these conversations.
But you know what that is? You're not creating a rivalry with USC and Michigan. There isn't no hatred or backstory.
Rivalry's got to start somewhere. And that's what I'd point out. I got two iconic brands. And you know what?
The Jags and Texans rivalry, right? Oh, just created out of thin air. Yes, it is the same.
They have a history going back to the Rose Bowl, USC and Michigan. They've been playing each other for, what, 60, 70, 80 years? It's not that forced, Tom.
When they played this year, I had no attachment to those Rose Bowls because of a regular season September game against USC.
My point is Oregon, Ohio State sounds like a fun game and I'm going to get it more. And if Notre Dame wants to be part of it, there's one easy way to do it. As a ticket texter puts it, they want an open marriage and the Big Ten doesn't. Sorry, Notre Dame. Commit to the conference.
Well, I agree with you on that and all that stuff. We're just talking about the loss of rivalries in general. And they're going away. You're not going to get USC, Michigan hatred. It's lost with the new generation and stuff. They hadn't played in so long out there that it just kind of lost its luster. I mean, that's like to John here, and you're the guy that loves college football as much as anybody around here.
Yeah.
Do you love it as much as you used to?
I'll steal Doug's line. On Saturdays, yes. The other 6 days of the week, I hate to admit it, but it is becoming very painful because we are losing so many great... One of the best things, the best thing about college football is the traditions. And we're losing so many traditions.
Notre Dame will play USC this season. Beyond this season, there is no agreement. Some of your thoughts on it. Tiger baseball talk as well. Good, bad, and ugly from last night. And we end the hour with a bigger discussion about the rest of the season. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And in honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or yes, even throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military offers. That's why this month only, they're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on them with a select trade-in and new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now, that's what I call a celebration, because Verizon is proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with a new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan, $80 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Tigers blew a 4-0 lead last night. Still found a way to win the baseball game. The good, the bad, the ugly. We'll get to that. Plus a bigger question and topic for the rest of the season. We brought up Notre Dame and USC, and that rivalry is on life support. This is the last year it's scheduled. USC not committing beyond this season. Notre Dame wants to extend it. And the broader conversation about rivalries in college football. Tom in Rochester, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
I love this topic. I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. And it is a shame that we're seeing this rivalry end. But Notre Dame just signed a 12-year rivalry game with Clemson starting in 2027. So
is it a rivalry game?
I think it is now. I think it's a more modern rivalry. The last couple years that Notre Dame has gone up against Clemson, they've been huge ratings. Notre Dame's come out on top the last couple times they've played. So
what you're suggesting is new rivalries can be forged?
I think so, and I think that honestly, Clemson is at a better place right now than USC is, I think. And Notre Dame is on an upward trajectory. Clemson is supposed to have a great year this year. They're talking them up. But USC, you know, the game is past them, you know?
Well, I think they've had a hard adjustment to the Big Ten. I think there was a reality check for
USC
them.
USC will make some adjustments. USC will again be a good football team. I don't know if it's going to be this year, next year, if it's in the next 5 years. Eventually, they're going to be a top program again.
I don't know if it's under Lincoln Riley, but the resources they have out there, both the recruiting talent and the facilities and the funding, I don't think they're going to be dormant. Pat in Shelby Township. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just I caught the tail end of the conversation, but I wanted to make a point about this. For example, the rivalries and traditions. I agree with John. The traditions are going away. Jim, these rivalries, you said you like the fact that Michigan's playing USC and Oregon and all that. I think most Michigan fans would rather see, for example, Notre Dame on the schedule than USC or Oregon.
I'll argue that just a little bit. I'd rather see Michigan Notre Dame versus Michigan New Mexico State.
Well, even I don't think Michigan fans in general are going to will travel to the West Coast to see those games.
Oh, I don't know. I think those are some iconic venues, and now they have a reason, an excuse to go out. I think the sailgating out in Seattle with Washington.
Oh, it was awesome.
Autzen, the zoo that place can be for Oregon. I mean, USC and UCLA Coliseum and the Rose Bowl. Like, you've got venues, nice weather. There's reason to travel. Adding those schools meant you're more likely to get them on the schedule, and maybe you don't play Northwestern as often, right? Bigger Big Ten, you can't play everybody. Right. I think that's the trade-off, is instead of playing Purdue, Northwestern, and Minnesota back-to-back-to-back, Oregon is in there. That's better for college football and better for Michigan and Michigan State fans.
It is, but at the expense of, I know that the game's not as big to us, but you will no longer have Oregon versus Oregon State.
Yeah.
By the way, what's that trophy game, Greg, do you know?
Civil War, right? Yeah. I know like all these.
But what's the trophy that they play for?
I don't know if there's a trophy.
There is a trophy.
Is there?
It's the Platypus Trophy.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Beavers and ducks
combine.
Platypus. But,
so it's little funny things like that that you are missing out on in college football. And I know there's one that is playing this year. It's the Iron Skillet. Last one is scheduled for this year. TCU SMU.
Hey, real quick, the good, the bad, and the ugly from last night's Tigers game. The good is clearly Riley Green. 3-for-4, drove in 4 runs, had a homer, had a big double in the ninth after they blew a 4-0 lead. He came up big time clutch. His last 10 games, he's hitting over 400. The streaky hitter, he was cold, now he's hot, and Tigers are riding his bat. The bad, Tyler Holton, came in, gave up the lead in the seventh. He has struggled in that last 10 outings for him. His ERA has ballooned up, clearly not the guy they were counting on from a year ago. And the ugly, awkward is more of the word I should use. I checked out what Doug and Gator were talking about. This joint FanDuel.
The broadcast, the pregame, postgame.
Tigers Cardinals live. It was incredibly awkward. because it felt like, so it's Todd Jones from Detroit, and
like
then
they were being nice.
Like they're brown nosing each other,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, forced niceness.
This awkward, like, pom poms for both sides. Hey, Scooble was good, but we got to give Herrera a shout out. He had a big knock in the sixth. And it just felt like there's no chemistry. And you're never going to have chemistry when you just parachute in for three games at a time. And then you can't help but think about people like Mickey York and Trevor Thompson, who we don't get to see. And everybody sees it for what it is. It's cost-cutting and it hurts the product. I thought it was awkward to watch.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it the, was it Monday night when it first happened? Wasn't able to be in front of the TV. I was listening to the radio broadcast last night. But yeah, it's who wants to watch something like that? It's awkward to watch on FanDuel to begin with, even to go from pregame. Oh, well, the broadcast doesn't flow into the regular game because then you got to hit watch.
And I don't need
same thing with game going to the postseason, post game.
Yeah. And what'll happen for me is I have watched a lot of the pregames, but the postgame will eventually just, it'll kick in or I'll click it in and there we go. And I'm watching it. And I did want to see because I didn't on Monday. It just felt like, I don't need a homer broadcast, but it felt like both sides, like we had a winner and a loser. There's good and bad. It was like, everything's good. Let's hear from both managers. Both managers got to be happy with how competitive the game was today. And Tigers fans got to be happy with Scooble. And I just felt like it was super flat.
Yeah.
Flat was how I would describe it. Awkward and flat. And then the guy in the middle, I don't know his name. Sorry. Just like staring us in the face. He's kind of like, who am I supposed to look to? I don't have any rapport with Todd Jones. Just staring us in the face in our living room.
It's like the artwork. It's the eyes are always
following me wherever I go. Anyway, let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's up?
Okay, so the Detroit Tigers AA affiliate is the Erie Seawolves, correct? Well, at least that's what they're being called for now. Oh. And it's all because John Oliver has chosen the Seawolves for a major rebrand. And he made the big announcement on last week tonight. So like he said, there was 47 minor league teams that contacted the show because they had pitched this idea that they were going to rebrand one team.
Yeah.
And that's who they picked.
One of our own.
So we'll see.
Thoughts?
What their new name will be.
I have no idea what they're going to name it, but it'll probably be something funny.
I'm sure it will be something funny. I mean,
and I don't think it's permanent. These minor league teams do this all the time. They do like a series or a stretch in the summer where they make up a new name.
Good for them. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's minor league baseball.
Why not? Two Oakland County cities have been ranked among the top 10 best places to live in the country.
Oh, okay.
U.S. News and World Report evaluated more than 850 cities in the U.S. And they looked at different things to see how they met living expectations. So they looked at factors like job market, quality of life, desirability, public safety.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. Ranked at number 9, Rochester Hills.
Oh, okay.
This was out of 250 cities. Obviously, ranked high in a lot of college readiness was up there. Safety was high up there as well. And then right below it at number 10, Troy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
great high school athletic department.
I don't know about their athletic department, but they do have great school. Oh, are they? Okay. Well, apparently, they've got a great athletic department director,
top of the line,
at least.
Yeah. It's a real bright guy.
Their school district is great all across the board. They rank high in quality of life, safety, college readiness as well.
And they catch every drunk driver in that city.
And they do mess around in Troy. Watch out.
I mean, if you have a news story about a drunk driver getting pulled over, it's
in Troy.
They're all over
always
it.
Always in Troy. Hey, Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson could be heading down the aisle. At least that's what she's saying. She has told at least one person that she is engaged. And there was rumors swirling when she was seen wearing a ring on that finger in New York recently. Da, 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 da. I mean, that's where serious relationships lead to, right?
Yes.
And this is a very serious relationship.
Both professionally and personally.
Yes.
So maybe,
we'll see. Who knows?
Selena Gomez and Oreo
have kids?
I mean, who? Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, right? Was that who recently had kids?
Yeah, Pacino, I think, did it. Yeah, like, I think
I'm sure. They're like 90 years old having babies. Why not? She's only 24. She's got lots of time to think about that.
He might not.
Well, if he makes it to 90, and apparently.
Yes.
Got plenty of time.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, Selena Gomez and Oreo have teamed up for a brand new cookie that the brand says brings together Selena's passions and fandom into one deliciously dunkable bite.
So what's the
this
what's,
is not
what's
anything new
it?
They've done this before, so it's a limited edition. Yeah, obviously
Post Malone had one of these.
Yeah, it's inspired by her love for
Oreos.
Horchata.
Okay.
Which I've never had, but it's like a drink that she grew up drinking. Some very special to her. It says it includes a layer of chocolate and cinnamon flavor cream atop two layers of sweetened condensed milk flavor cream with cinnamon sugar inclusions.
So lots of cinnamon sugar.
Yes, it's sandwiched between two chocolate cinnamon flavored wafers.
Huh.
I'd try it.
I mean, they're
horchata.
Yes.
Horchata.
They're always good. I mean, they're not going to create a bad cookie.
No.
And then each cookie, of course, will have like a different design on the top that's inspired by her. So they will be available for pre-sale on June 2nd, and then they'll hit shelves June 9th.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but the idea of people pre-ordering Oreos.
Yeah.
When it's connected to a star.
I know. It's just when you say it out loud, people are going to pre-order their Oreos, but limited edition.
Yes. Yeah, I pre-order my Girl Scout cookies.
There you go. It's Heather with the news. All right. Hey, coming up next, are the Tigers really going to do it? It's 97.1. Guys, when we're talking about your teeth, you can get a better, brighter smile without breaking the bank. That's Brightside Dental, and it's your spot. Looking for a reason to get back to the dentist? How about two? One, summer's approaching, and two, school's almost out. So get in before you get too busy with camps and sports and vacations. Whether it's your first visit or your first in a long time, they're ready to take care of you. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays with no hidden fees. So make an appointment, get back in that routine before the summer really gets rolling. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and The Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Been playing that all morning. Riley Green, the hero of the night last night. Dan Dickerson on the call. Yeah. Tigers win. And as you wake up today, still the best record in baseball.
Five-game lead in the division.
And that's what I wanted to talk about. Five-game lead in their division. Cleveland's coming up. Mm-hmm. But Detroit's done such a good job dealing with every bit of adversity this season. Are they built to go wire to wire? Do you expect them to carry this first place in the division from here to the finish line? Because I would point to all the adversity they've already faced. You lose three center fielders before the season starts, and suddenly Javi Baez is a Gold Glove center fielder. And right as he starts to cool off a little bit, we got the news of Parker Meadows.
Yeah.
He's in Toledo now. He's right around the corner. They have solutions to problems before they even arise. Like, you lose Jake Rogers, and it was highlighted how well he handled this pitching staff a year ago with the chaos and the arms and how great he is with Skubal. Well, Dylan Dingler, that's a tough spot to slide into. All Dingler did was hit 290, and he's top 10 in pitch framing. Like, he settled in. He's got a big arm. He did a nice job filling in, and I think he should stay the starting catcher. But these are solutions to problems that hadn't even come up yet. This team has done such a good job handling the ups and downs of a baseball season. It's not early anymore.
Francis has been really good.
Francis Dylan Dingler,
yes.
For those that don't know.
Francis. Frankie.
He could have gone with Frankie.
Could have gone with Frankie.
I like Frankie.
Yeah. So I was listening to Benetti the other night. I think it was Benetti that was talking about the history of the name. And I don't remember all the ins and outs. It's a family name.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was his uncle.
Francis or Dylan?
Francis.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of young babies these days being named Francis.
No,
unless it's a family
name.
It
wasn't on the top baby.
It
name
was
list.
Not.
No. It's not.
Was it in the list for Brooks? Francis?
No. Oh, no. That was not in the running.
No.
No?
No, I didn't think of Francis. Mm.
So anyway,
our question for Tiger fans today is, like, wire to wire.
I do think they're going wire to wire. And the reason I do is because they have been a very consistent team. There's been some areas or some games where offense isn't there. There's been some times where a starting pitcher, Jack Flaherty, hasn't been on point, or the relievers, or they've made just stupid. There was a stupid error in the field yesterday.
Sweeney, right? It didn't get ruled an error, but probably should have been.
Right. And the only reason we were, you know, kind of bantering about, or I was bantering about that as I was watching Jack play, is that was the first hit.
Is the only hit Skubal had given up for like five innings.
So I just think that they've been very consistent. And you mentioned the answers to problems before they become problems. There is reserves coming. There's reserves on the way. And is Vierling going to come in and be win a batting title or Parker Meadows? No. But are they better than some of the bats that they have in the lineup? Or does it give AJ, who is great at constructing a lineup and putting guys in position for success, creating matchups, it just gives AJ Hinch more weapons to play with.
So you had the math on this. They're pacing for 107 wins.
Yes.
Which feels crazy.
Bizarre.
It also suggests that this pace won't keep up. But I also don't see them going in the tank, losing, you know, 5-6 in a row. You know, they have a 5-game cushion right now, and this is a big series coming up. But, John, whether they win the series or not, and they win more series than they lose, I feel like they keep momentum very well. They don't let losses stack up. They pick themselves right back up. I mean, Monday was a brutal game.
Yeah.
And they could have sat in the filth of blowing a 4-0 lead last night, but guess what? This baseball team finds a way.
So they got a dud on Monday night, and how do they start the game off?
immediately
with a Kerry Carpenter home run. And it completely sets the tone for the night. And you know, not every bat was a great at bat, but you have a team that responds to losses. And when I say consistent, you don't have to win every series. They've been very good at winning series. They've won 11 of 14. They have a chance to win 12 today. But they don't let one day leak over into the next. And I think a lot of that has to do with AJ's approach and the psychology of it. He talks about it all the time. I think that pays huge dividends with this team, with young players, with guys that at one point in their careers, like a Javi Baez, was a star on certain teams, came here, was terrible, but now is willing to do anything the team asks of him.
Yeah.
And so when Parker Meadows comes back, I don't anticipate there's any issue with Parker Meadows playing center field. And it's not going to be every game. You're still going to see Javi Baez in center field because he's been damn good.
And probably against lefties, right? Because Parker, lefty on lefty, those are spots that you could get Baez in center field. Or there's games they can both play the outfield, which seems super exciting because they've both done a great job in the field. They're getting pieces, reinforcements. They're the best team in baseball. And anybody who thinks they're going to fall off the face of the earth, like it's more likely that they sustain this because reinforcements are coming and because they're such a deep ball club because the pitching has been so good. So the question is, one, wire to wire, do you see it? Do you expect it? Is that what we're going to have now? And the second part of that is, what would trip them up? What's the biggest challenge standing in their way? It could be a team in the division, could be Cleveland this week. It could be the bullpen.
Yeah.
It could be a rash of injuries. We know Riley Green and Carpenter have had a hard time staying healthy for full seasons. If you're concern that Torque or Baez or both aren't real, like what is the biggest challenge that stands in their way from going wire to wire in the AL Central?
Well, I think it's bullpen, and most I am along with most people who look at, maybe it's the most obvious thing, that the bullpen over in the month of May hasn't been great. Bats have been great. Trey Sweeney, Javi Baez,
Riley Green
has been great in May, and that's where I think this team, they're not relying on one guy to carry them. Last year it was Skubal, and then let's figure out the other four starts. This year they have a decent pitching staff. I say decent kind of jokingly. There's a really good pitching staff. Yeah. And they also have Cobb waiting in the wings. We have no idea what he is going to be.
I don't know what to make of him. But Mize is right around the corner too. Right. I mean, McCoskey was reporting this week that Saturday was the date he was tracking to get back out there. So, I mean, I feel like he's... doesn't feel like he's been gone.
No, you know, I mean, and it'll be the same thing with Reese Olson. Yeah. He's going to miss a couple of starts, and that inflammation will, you know, it sounds like it's not a major issue. It'll go down, and he'll be back. And so it's when Riley Green at the beginning of the year was struggling. We talked about him being, what was it, 1-for-30 with a record number of strikeouts.
Yeah.
At that time, Torque was on fire. Torque's cooled off a little bit. Power's still there, but, you know, in terms of the batting average, it's cooled off. Riley Green's picked it up.
Well, there was a couple days ago, Sunday, Torque drove in every run for the team. And last night, Green drove in 4 of the 5 runs for the team.
Jake goes down. And all of a sudden, insert Dylan Dingler. And you may actually have something better than what you had in Jake Rogers. Now, I like Jake being out there with, and maybe it's superstitious, maybe, I don't know what it is, but I like him being out there with Tarek Skubal because he caught every game last year with Tarek Skubal. There's a great relationship there. He knows exactly what to call for Tarek Skubal. Those guys have a tremendous working relationship out there. But it's the consistency of a team where when one guy struggles, there's two or three there to pick up the production.
Wire to wire, W2W. Do you think this team runs the table, first place in the division? They have the biggest lead of any division leader today, and they have the best record of any team in baseball today. If you think, hey, boys, we're laying it out a little thick for May, tell us the thing that would trip them up, the biggest challenge that they face if they're going to go wire to wire. Coming up next, we'll get your phone calls and ticket texts on that. Plus, I don't do this often. I want to shout out something that Scott Harris did.
Oh,
I'll give him a little extra credit. It's next, 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app. You don't have to leave it, and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things really get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay, and everybody knows you can put down a little and a chance to win big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late. What are you waiting for? Get in on all the action. You can get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the jump, good response for the Tigers. Pick up a win, 5-4. Started strong, ended strong. Riley Green knocked in the winning run in the ninth after Kerry Carpenter starts the day off with a home run. We talked about it. This team should only be getting better with the good news that Parker Meadows, nerves alive, awake, ready to go. He's going to be down in AAA Toledo here working with Vierling, and both those guys could be here in the near future.
Just imagine if he was playing for the Canton Cougars. You could go see him.
I know. Texter says, scary to think this team could get even better. They have the best record in baseball. They have a 5-game lead in the division. It's the largest division lead by anybody in baseball. And the Guardians are in town starting tomorrow, but the Guardians aren't in second place. The Twins are.
Twins have gotten hot recently.
Yeah, 9 of the last 10, and they had a red-hot stretch there. Our question was, wire-to-wire, do you believe the Tigers do it? And what's the biggest obstacle, the biggest challenge they face? Is it a division foe? Maybe it is the Guardians. Maybe it's the Royals. Maybe it's the Twins. Maybe it's an injury. Maybe it's the bullpen. Maybe it's. It doesn't feel like any of these things, though, are going to trip up a team that continues to find ways to win and getting contributions up and down the lineup from guys like Francis Dingler, among others. Yes, people are having fun with that on the ticket text. Frank Dingler? Texter said, I thought it was Dirk Dingler. Someone also pointed out that Javier is not his real name, nor is Javi. Baez's first name is Ednell. Ednell Javier Baez.
Huh. I did not know that.
I ticket texters all over it. It's like Stafford's name is actually John right. Matthew Stafford.
So... If there's a mix, is there a mix between Javier and Javi that we end up calling him Ed?
Ed Baez?
Ed Baez doesn't seem to roll off the tongue quite as well.
Old Eddie B making plays in center field. By the way, shameless plug, you can buy the Fear Javier shirt shoptheticket.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just Javier Baez if that's more your speed.
Yeah.
Okay, can they hold a five-game lead for 100 games? Yeah, I think they can do it. I don't see an extended losing streak with them dropping a bunch of series in a row. A game or two here or there, sure, but not a sustained losing streak.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And, I mean, we have been very fortunate to watch a team, other than that opening series, that has only lost two in a row. At some point, and I know it's going to seem like the sky is falling when it happens, they'll probably lose three. Again, it's going to happen, but it will feel because they've always responded, because they have been very consistent, it is going to feel like the sky is falling.
The biggest thing standing in their way would be a refusal to make a big move at the deadline, signed Tom in Flat Rock.
And I think that's where the easiest add is going to be to add arms to the bullpen. It'll cost the least. Teams will be willing to sell good relievers. Somebody that's pitching extremely well this year, and they can add that at the deadline. And they don't have to wait till the deadline.
No, that's the other thing. I mean, they can make a move ASAP. I did want to give Scott Harris a little love here. The move they made to bring in Tommy Canley, they had a great bullpen last year. I mean, their bullpen was a huge reason why they dug themselves out and made the playoffs. They could have sat on it and said, we got our guys. He added the best pitcher in this bullpen in the offseason in Tommy Canley. That changeup, he could throw it different ways to different hitters, and it's a problem. So, a little love for Scott.
Give him another ball.
Just a little kiss on the cheek. Outfield with Meadows, Green, and Baez would give us three gold glove caliber gloves on the field at the same time.
Be a nice outfield.
See, that's what we talk about, getting better. Tony in Ferndale, you're on 97.1.
How's it going this morning, fellas?
What's up?
Good. Hey, just kind of what could set us apart. I think we could go the distance and go wire to wire, but, you know, obviously John and a lot of other people have chimed in with the bullpen struggles and stuff like that. But I think also if we get a dominant third starting pitcher in this rotation, that could really set us over the limit, right? We obviously have Skubal. The second guy I would say before the season started was Flaherty that we were looking to, but with his struggles and hopefully when Casey Mize comes back, hopefully not too barred from his injury, I like to think of him as the second guy. But that kind of leaves the third, you know, no-nonsense starting pitcher, you know, to come in and really make a change. And I think that could be Jackson Jobe with the way that he played in his last game over the weekend. But I'm hoping to see, you know, a third dominant starting pitcher to keep that rotation, you know, very fresh and you know, and any given day of the week have a pitcher out there that, you know, can come out and dominate to start the games for us.
It's the great elixir for a baseball team, a strong staff, because then you don't tax your bullpen, you don't go on long losing streaks, you're set up well for playoff baseball because you're throwing one horse after another.
The question for about Jackson Jobe being that guy is going to be how many innings are they going to let him throw this year?
There's no shortage of candidates. I was curious how he was going to lay it out. Like, Skubal's the unquestioned one. The case for the number two, I would have said it was Mize before the injury. You could make a case. Olsen before his injury looked like the second best guy in the staff. Jobe is today, and if Flaherty, if they can get him back going, he's got the swing and miss stuff.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.